USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, and has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Department of Justice has seized three websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The NBA and its players union have reached a deal to resume the playoffs, which includes converting league-controlled arenas into polling stations and creating a social justice coalition. The deal comes after the Milwaukee Bucks abruptly sat out of their matchup Wednesday, causing the league to postpone play for 3 days. The Bucks' decision led to a ripple effect across several professional sports leagues, including the WNBA, Major League Soccer, Major League Baseball, the NHL, and tennis. Senator Rand Paul was attacked on the streets of Washington, D.C., leaving the Republican National Convention after President Trump gave his acceptance speech.
And they were shouting threats, you know, to us, to kill us, to hurt us. But they're also saying, shouting, say her name, Breonna Taylor. And it's like, you couldn't reason with this mob, but I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids. If the police are not there, if you defund the police, if America becomes Portland, what's going to happen is people are going to be pummeled and kicked in the head and left senseless on the curb.
Paul, who has represented Kentucky in the Senate since 2011, introduced a bill in June to ban no-knock warrants, the type of warrant that ultimately led to the wrongful shooting death of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Kentucky EMT who was shot at least 8 times by police after they broke into her house in Louisville, Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.